Today's daf is Yuma Daf Tesvav, and we have 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Verami Seder Yuma, as Seder Yuma. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Shmu Ben Tehila, Devora Bas Mecha, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Gittol Necha Bas Sara Chava, Chaya Devora Bas Sara Sprintza, Yaakov ben Rachel Chava and Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Meryl, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel and Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began the second Mishnah of the Masechta, 13 dafin in. The Mishnah said, Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was separated from the world in Lishkas Parhedrin. What did the Kohen Gadol do? Who's Zayrik as Adam? He would do Zrika. Umakter as Akteris, he would burn the Akteris. Umetav as Haneirois, he would clean the Menorah. Umakrav as Haroish as Haregel, and he would be Makrav, the head and the feet of the Karban Tamid. The Kohen Gadol was going to have to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, if he wanted to do the Avodah, he could. But at the same time, if he didn't want to, he didn't have to. So there was a possibility that maybe this Kohen Gadol wasn't really too familiar with the Avodah. Maybe he never exercised his rights to do the Avodah. As a result, we have to make sure that he's trained him properly so that when it comes Yom Kippur and he has to do the Avodah, he's going to know what to do. So the Mishnah said there was a little bit of a training process. Kohanim that were more experienced, they would escort the Kohen Gadol, show him how to do Zriko, Makter Saktoris, Metav Saneiros, Umakrav Saroish Vesaregel. And the Gemara made a diak. The diak was, it sounds like the Mishnah is mentioning 4 Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol had to do during these 7 days, and it's mentioning it in its proper order, meaning Kisidron. First, Zayrik es Adam, then Makter es Akteris, then Metav es Haneiros, and then Makrav es Haroish ves Haregel. And if that's the case, the Gemara said it would seem that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, first the Akteris were brought, and then afterwards the Neiros were clean, meaning first Makter es Akteris, and afterwards Metav es Haneiros. And the Gemara asked the Kasha from a Mishnah Masechtes Tamid, where from that Mishnah it would seem that it was just the opposite. The Mishnah over there describes the Kayhanim that won the Geirolois, so that they would be the ones to do the Avodah. And it said in the Mishnah, Misha Zocha B'Tisha Mizbech HaPnimi, U'Misha Zocha B'Menorah, U'Misha Zocha B'Kteiris. It mentions first the Menorah, and then it mentions the Kteiris. So the Gemara said it's a Stira. From the Mishnah in Yuma, it sounds like first the Kteiris, and then the Neiros. And from the Mishnah in Talmud, it would seem just the opposite. First the Neiros and then the Keteiros. And the Gemara said, Amar Rav Huna, you have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtes Yuma is not the same Tana as the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtes Talmud. In fact, the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtes Yuma is Rab Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. He obviously held first the Keteiros and then the Menorah. The Tana of the Mishnah Masechtes Talmud is not Rab Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. And in fact, it's a Machloikis Tana. It's a Machloikis, whether it was Keteiros and then Neiros every day in the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it was Neiros and then Keteiros every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the first part of today's daf is going to pick up on that note. It's going to continue discussing the Seder of the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically as it relates to Keteiros and Neiros. Which one was first? The Gemara is going to bring that it was a major machloikis between Abishol and the Chachamim. It's the majority of today's daf. It really requires a proper introduction. We'll do a brief introduction, and Be'ezus Hashem in the raid bite, we'll revisit a little bit the halachas of the daf. But just in terms of understanding the basics, the definitions of today's daf, so the first part of the daf is going to deal with 2 avodas, the Keteiros and the Hatovas Haneiros. So what was the Keteiros? That was the special incense. It was a hakrava that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Most of the haktaris that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. That was the big Mizbeach. It was outside. It was made of copper. It had a big ramp. That's the Mizbeach we see in the pictures. That was the Ikur Mizbeach, and that's where most of the hakravas were done. The one major exception, there are others, but the one notable one was the Keteiros. The Keteiros was burnt every day on the Mizbeach, but it wasn't burnt on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. It was burnt on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. In fact, one of the names used to describe the Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Mizbeach HaKeteiros, because the Keteiros was the primary avodah that Mizbeach was used for. Now, the Keteiros was brought twice every day. It was brought in the morning and it was brought in the evening. Like many avoidas that were done twice a day, the Karban Tamid, the Minchas Chavitin. So the Ketores was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was brought a little bit in the morning and then it was brought a little bit in the evening. That's the Ketores, very straightforward. What about the Hatovas HaNeiros? So there was a mitzvah every day or night, as we'll see in the raid, in the Beis HaMikdash to light the menorah. So the menorah was lit at night, Pashtos. The next morning, the candles had already been extinguished, and the Kohen had an avoida. There was a job that had to be done, go and clean out the lampalach, remove the old wicks, clear out the old oil, replace it with new oil, just like we do every day of Chanukah. So you light the Chanukah lech that night, and then the next day, at some point, you do the Hatovas HaNeiros. So the Hatovas HaNeiros, this is the Pashup Shah before the raid, was simply cleaning out the lamps and preparing the menorah for being able to be lit again the following night. There's a halacha that the Hatovas HaNeiros was not done in one shot. So the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash had seven candles, not eight, it had seven candles. And the halacha was that when the Kohen did the Hatovas HaNeiros, he couldn't be mativ all seven Neiros in one shot. He broke it into two groups. First, he was mativ five, and then he was mativ two. Why? We're going to see that in Masechtas Yuma in the coming daffin. But for now, we need to know that. It was done in two groups. It was done in a group of five, and it was done in a group of two. What happened between the five and the two? An avoida. There was an avoida that had to take place in between the Hatovas HaNeiros of the five and the Hatovas HaNeiros of the two. And again, to be clear, this is every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not discussing Yom Kippur per se. We're talking about Tamid, Mesechtes Tamid, the avoida that was Tamid, that happened every single day. So there was a Hatova of five Neiros. We interrupt the Hatova with an avoida. And then the conclusion, the other two Neiros. The question is, what was that avoida? That was the subject of a major dispute amongst the Tanam, specifically Abishol and the Chachamim, as we're going to see in today's daf. So on that note, Zok the Gemara, V'rami Seder Yuma, a Seder Yuma. So the first part of the sugya asked the stira between the Mishnah Masechtes Yuma and a Mishnah in Masechtes Tam. The Mishnah Masechtes Yuma says Umakter Asakteres Umetev Asaneres. So it sounds like first the Keteres and then the Neres. From the Mishnah Masechtes Tam, it sounds like just the opposite. Misha Zochah B'Menayra Umisha Zochah B'Keteres. So we had a stira between the Mishnah and Yuma. Mishnah and Talmud. So the Gemara says, okay, you can answer that, Gashem. Maybe the Tan of the Mishnah and Yuma is not the same as the Tan of the Mishnah Masechtes Talmud. But now the Gemara is doubling down. Now the Gemara is asking a much stronger Kasha, and that is we have a stira within Masechtes Yuma itself. The Rami Seder Yuma, a Seder Yuma. The Talmud learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, the Kamon, and Af Chofhe Amir Aleph. Pius Hasheni, the girl that was done. The second one was to determine Mishaychet. Mi zoyrek, mi medashin mizbeach apnimi, umi medashin es amenoyro, umi malo evarim lokevch. Pius Hashlishi, the third girl, was chadoshim l'ktoris bo vehafisu. They told Kayhanim that had never been zoycha to do the ktoris, you're only allowed to do the ktoris once. The reason is because the ktoris was a school of Ashiras, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to give all the Kayhanim an opportunity to partake in this school. So the Pius Hasheni was for a bunch of things, the Pius Hashlishi was simply for the ktoris. But what we need is just one prat. The Pius Hasheni mentioned mi medashin es amenorah. The Pius Hashlishi was Keteres. What does it sound like? First menorah and then Keteres. Now this is a Mishnah Masechtes Yuma, not a Mishnah Masechtes Talmud. Meaning the Tana of Masechtes Yuma holds, it sounds like, first menorah, then Keteres. Why does it sound that way? Because he said Pius Hasheni was menorah, Pius Hashlishi was Keteres. It's not mashma that way from under the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said Kol Shivas Hayamim Hu Makter Asakteres Hu Meitav Asaneres. So l'chura we have a stira between two Mishnayos and Masechtes Yuma. The first question was a stira between a Mishnah Masechtes Yuma and Mishnah Masechtes Talmud. That the Gemara deflected. Maybe it's two different Tanoim. Maybe the Tan of Masechtes Yuma is Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Okay, but now I have two Mishnayos in Masechtes Yuma, both ostensibly Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and a Chabas stira. From the Mishnah and Daf Yudal and Amid Aleph, it seems first Keteres and then Neiros. And from the Mishnah and Daf Chafhei Amid Aleph, also in Seder Yuma. By the way, Seder Yuma not the avoid of Yom Kippur, but Seder Yuma, Meseches Yuma, that's discussing the halachas that happen every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a little tricky. We don't mean Seder avoid on Yom Kippur. We mean what took place every day. But the point is that it's the Tana of Seder Yuma. It's the Tana of Mesechtes Yuma. So we have a stira between two Mishnayos and Mesechtes Yuma. What are we going to do now? You can't say one's Rav Shimon and Shamitzvah and the other's not, because based on the previous sugya, it would seem that both Rav Shimon and Shamitzvah. So the Gemara is going to say two terutzim to this kasha. Amar Abaya. Abaya said the first terutz. He said, Loi kasha, kan bahatova shtei neiros, kan bahatova schomish neiros. Abaya said a geshmaki terutz. He said, if you're familiar with the halachas of hatova saneiros, you know it wasn't done in one shot. There were five. And then there were two. And the five and the two were interrupted by an avoida. Said Abaya Gishmak, the Tana, the Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma holds that you know which avoida interrupted the Hatavas HaNeiros? It was the Ketoris. So it's Gevaldik. You have a Mishnah that says the Neiros was before the Ketoris. That's true. The five came before the Ketoris. You have a Mishnah that says that the Ketoris was before the Neiros. That's true. Because the Ketoris came before the latter two of the Neiros. Both Mishnayos are true. It's true that the Ketoris was before the Neiros, and it's true that the Neiros was before the Ketoris. Now, just to speak out one thing that the Gemara is going to mention later, but just for the Pshat and the Gemara at this point, it comes out then that our Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, that mentions Ketoris and then Neiros, is describing which Neiros? The latter two Neiros. Neiros 6 and 7. The later Mishnah, which mentions first Neiros and then Ketoris, is describing the first five. Which would mean that on some level, the Mishnah is a little bit shaloika seder. The Gemara is going to ask this question a little bit later in the sugya, and the Gemara is going to say, no. The Gemara is not going to be so fazed by the question. But just to make the observation right now, this is an obvious observation. We're saying that the first Mishnah is describing the latter two Neiros, and the second Mishnah is describing the first five Neiros. But Zok de Gemara, that was Abaya's Teretz, says the Gemara. So what comes out from Abaya? Lameh de Teretz Mavsiklu. Meaning, it's true, we know that the Kehanim used to interrupt Atavas HaNeiros 5 and 2 with an Avodah. It sounds like Abaya holds which Avodah was done in between the Ketoris. I mean, clearly, that's what Abaya is saying. Fake the Gemara, how could it be? Va'abaya misadim ha'rocha mishmei the Gemara. Abaya, famously, for those that say Karbonis, was misadim ha'rocha mishmei the Gemara. He said over the way the Avodah was done in the Beis HaMikdash. He said it mishmei the Gemara. What does it mean, mishmei the Gemara? So when we think of Gemara, we think of what we're doing right now. We think of Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. But if you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, mishmei the Gemara. Abaya had this ironclad, very strong Messiah from Kol Bnei HaYeshiva. They were all Mekabel from their Rabbeim. So in Gemara, there's so much machlokes and there's so much confusion sometimes and ambiguity, right? Different Messiahs and different Shailas and different machlokes and etc., etc. But Mishmei de Gemara means this was Mikubal. So Abaya was Mesader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara. And one of the things that Abaya says, when he was Masnad B'Shmei Gemara, he says that the interruption, meaning what was done in between the five Neiros and the two Neiros, was not the Ketoris, but rather it was the Zrika of the Dama Tamid. So it doesn't stim. Abaya himself. Abaya is reconciling these two Mishnayas that the Neiros were before the Ketoris, they were after the Ketoris, because the Ketoris was what separated the five and the two Hatovas and Neiros. Abaya himself was Mismadr Marocha Mishmei de Gemara, and he said Dama Tomit. He says that it wasn't the Ketoris, but it was Dama. The Gemara says, Amri like Kasha, Ahila Bishol, Holler Abonon. Abaya Mesadr Marocha Mishmei de Gemara, he was going Alibad Abishol. And Abishol's sheet, as we're about to see, is that they would interrupt Atavas HaNeiros with the Dam of the Talmud. Our Mishnayos here, Masechtas Yuma, is not Abishol's Rabbanon. So Abaya understood, he knew it was a machlokes. And he held that the Mishmei de Gemara, the Messiah is as a Abishol. But he knew the Rabbanon disagreed, which is interesting. We just said Mishmei de Gemara means Dover Mekubal Mikol Bnei Yeshiva Shekiblu Merabi Seim. But even that is a machlokes. And oh, it's only Abishol. It's not the Rabbanon. But the point is, Abaya have a Mesader, Seyda Marocha, Mishmei de Gemara, that's Abishol, as opposed to our Mishnayos and Masechtas Yuma, that Abaya using this to answer is not Abishol's the Rabbanon. By the way, if you say Korbanos, Abaya have a Mesader, Seida HaMarocha, Mishma de Gemara, Va'aliba de Abishol. That's what we say in the Korbanos. It's not Abishol Shita. So the Gemara says, what's this machloikis between Abishol and the Rabbanon? Tanya will learn to the Bryce, Le'etiv es HaNeiros V'ach HaKach Yagdir. You shouldn't be mate of all the Neiros. Not all seven Neiros, and then do the Ketoris. Ela Yagdiv Ach HaKach Yagdir. Rather, what you should do is be mate of some, five, then do the Ketoris, and afterwards be mate of the other two. Abishol argues that mate of Achakach Makter. No, you're supposed to be mate of all seven Neiros, and afterwards you're supposed to be Makter. This is the Machloikis. The Rabbanon hold that you're not mate of all the Neiros and then the Ketoris. The Ketoris interrupts the Hatovas Aneris. That's the Avoida that was done between the 5 and the 2. Abishol said, no, Meitiv, you're Meitiv all 7 Aneris, and afterwards you're Makdiv the Kitais. My time at Abishol, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behitivayas Aneris, and it says right afterwards, Vahadar, immediately afterwards, it says Yaktirena, which was referring to the Kitais. So it sounds like first you Meitiv the Aneris, all the Aneris, and afterwards Yaktirena, you do the Kitais. Rabbanah might come. Rachmana, Rabbanan say, no, you know what the Pasuk is saying? It's Be'ida Natova Te Makta Keteris. The way you read the Pasuk is not Be'etiva Yasaneris Yaktireno, meaning Be'etiva Yasaneris afterwards Yaktireno, but rather Be'etiva Yasaneris, while you're being Meitiv Deneris Yaktireno, the smoke should be emerging from the Keteris. What does that mean? You start being Meitiv, and then you interrupt it with the Keteris. Like this, when you resume being Meitiv, the Keteris is going to happen at the same time. Rabbanan said, I'll prove to you that's Pshan in the Pasuk. Because even though this Pasuk that Abishol quoted, maybe you can read in two ways. But there's another pasuk. The pasuk that describes not the Keteris of the morning, but rather the Keteris of the evening. And there it says in the Torah, Uvahalois aharon asaneirois beno arbayim, yaktirena Keteris tamid lefnei Hashem ledoirois seichem. Says the Gemara, says the Rabbanon to Abishol, Hachin amid the Reisha Madag Neiris, Father Mak the Torah Shabbin Arbaim. So you're going to tell me that the way you read that Pasuk is the Seder, first with Bahalos, Aharonis Aneiris Ben Arbaim, and then afterwards Yakti Reno. Abishol read the Pasuk that describes that Tovis Aneiris and the Ktoiris, Baboike Baboike Betives Aneiris Yakti Reno. It's an order. Baboike Baboike Betives Aneiris, one. Two is Yaktiren. So the Rabbanon told Abishol, if that's the case, you have to be consistent in that second pasuk. Light the menorah at night, and then after you light the menorah, Yaktiren. V'chitei mochinamis. The Gemara says, maybe. V'atani will learn to the Brisa. It can't be, because there's a very important Brisa that discusses the halachas of the menorah. Two very important halachas. One that we need for now, but both worth mentioning and knowing. Me'erev ad boiker. It says that the candles were supposed to light in the Beis HaMikdash from evening until morning. We learned two things. Number one, Tein la midasa, shetehe doylekes fohileches kol ha-layla me'erev ad boiker. That pasuk teaches us a shear of how much oil there had to be in the menorah. So when the menorah was lit, there had to be enough oil for it to light the entire night. Rashi, Parshas Tetzaveh, famously explains this chazal to mean that the Chachamim had to figure out the longest night of the year, how much oil would you need for that night. And whatever that shear is, every single night, even on a short night, you had to have that much oil. And Rashi says the longest nights of the year are the Leile Tevis of Yeshiva fame. And the Leile Tevis are 16 hours long. And that's why you had to always have enough oil to burn for 16 hours. So that's the first halacha. We learn me'erev ad boiker, tein la midasa. It's a shear. How much oil do you have to have? Enough for it to light the entire night. Every night, enough oil for it to light as long as the longest night of Tavarach. Another thing we learn from here is Me'erev Ad Boiker, Inloch Avoidek Shashem, Me'erev Ad Boiker, Elo Zubavad. There was no Avoidek that was allowed to be done Me'erev Ad Boiker other than this. Meaning, after the menorah was lit, you couldn't do any other Avoidek. Now, just to clarify, doesn't mean you couldn't do any Avoidek after the menorah. The Haktaras Emurim was done at night. It means, Dr. Ashi, any Avoidek Hayoim had to be done before the menorah. You couldn't do an avodah sayim after the menorah. Now, what was the last carbon that was brought every day? That was the Tamid Shalvein Arbayim. Oleh Hashlein Kol HaKarbonis. So you have the last carbon, you have the last avodah. The Gemara talks about this a little bit in Perek Tamanishcha. But the point is that what do you see from here? You see two halachas. Me'erev Ad Boiker, that's the shir, how much oil you had to have. Me'erev Ad Boiker, the last avodah that was done was the menorah. The Rabbana told Abishol, when it says in the Torah, V'halei Saharna Neiris Beinu Arbayim, and then it says Yaktiren Ketoris. So you're going to tell me first the menorah, then the Ketoris? We know you can't do any avodah after the menorah. So what does it mean, Yaktiren Ketoris? It means, wow, Aharon was lighting the menorah. The smoke of the Ketoris was emerging. Oh, Elamai Kamarachmana, Be'idanat Lokatei Mak the Ketoris. So Chinami. So Rabbana told Abishol, that's what this pasuk means. Be'idanat Tovo, Tehe Mak the Ketoris. As a result, he said that Abishol, you're telling me that all 5 Neiris had to be done, or all 7 Neiris had to be done before the Keteris, because it says, Babayka, Babayka, Betives, HaNeiris, Yakti Rena. First, Hatova, and then Yakti Rena. I could prove to you from the Beino Harbayim component of this Sugya that over there it doesn't mean in order, but rather while you're doing the Hadlaka, the Keteris should be emerging. So Babayker, maybe that's what it means. Vabashal, what's Abishal going to say? Shani Hasam Dichsev Oisai. I agree with the way you're reading the second pasuk, but that's because there's a drush in the second pasuk. It says Yarech Oisai Yaharon Uvana Me'erev Babayker. So because of the word Oisai, I'm forced to darshan the pasuk the way you darshan. But otherwise, it's not the pasuk pshat. And if the pasuk says Babayker Babayker Betiva Saneris Yaktireno, it's more mistaber to learn that first Atavas Haneris, and afterwards afterwards the Keteres. So the bottom line is we have the first Teretz to the Gemara's Kasha. We began today's daf with a stira. V'rami seder yuma, aseder yuma. From the Mishnah, yuma daf yudal amar alef, it's a mashma that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, first they brought the Keteres, and then they were made of dineres. From the Mishnah later, mesechtes yuma daf chafei amar alef, it's a mashma punkt faker, that first they used to be made of dineres, and afterwards they used to be makdi the Keteres. The pious Hasheni was for the dineres. The pious Hashlishi was for the Keteres. So amar Abaya, Abaya said like Kasha. He said it's not a kasho, kam ba'atovas shtei neiros, kam ba'atovas chomesh neiros. The Mishnayos are going according to the Rabbanon. That whole, that the way they used to interrupt the hatova of the seven neiros, the five and the two, was with the k'tiris. So it's beautiful, it's kamin chaymer. The Mishnah that says first the menorah and then the k'tiris is referring to the first five of the neiros. The Mishnah that says first the k'tiris and then the menorah is talking about the letter to I freak the Gemara. Didn't Abaya himself, when he was Mesader HaMaroch HaMishmei the Gemara, didn't he say the way they used to interrupt Atavas HaNeris was with the Dama Atavit? Yeah, it's true. But go weiter in Karbonis. Abaya have a Mesader, say the Maroch HaMishmei the Gemara, V'alibad Abishol. He said that, Alibad Abishol. It's true. In Abishol's world, this Teretz, not a good Teretz. But the Tana, the Mishnah, the Mesach, the Zium is Nisht Abishol. It's Rav Shimon Nisha Mitzvah. That's who it is. It's not Abishol. And if it's not Abishol, so it's for that reason we're able to make this work. Rapapa said the second Teretz. In the sugi. Oh, my kasha, ha rabbanon, ha abishol. He said a more simple teretz. Rapapa said we don't have to be mechalik between the five neiris and the two neiris, but rather we could say that one mishnah is going according to the rabbanon, the other mishnah is going according to abishol. Meaning the mishnah that says that first the neiris and then the keteris, that's the mishnah on daf chaf hey, that's going according to abishol. Abishol said that all seven neiris and then afterwards the keteris. The mishnah on daf yudalad amen aleph that says just the opposite. At first it was the Keteres and then it was the Neiros, is going according to the Chachamim that hold that they used to interrupt the Atavas HaNeiros together with the Keteres. We just said, meaning Rapapa did, that the Mishnah on Daf Yudalam and Aleph is going according to Rabban. The Mishnah that says that it was first the Keteres and then the Neiros, we interrupt the Neiros with the Keteres, that's the Rabbanim. Okay. Pious, the Mishnah that describes the pious, the Geirolos, that said the pious Hasheni was the Menorah and the pious Hashishi was the Keteres, that's Ka'abishol, who holds all seven eras, and then afterwards the Keteres. In Masefer, there's a third Mishnah, Masechtes Yuma. It says, if you lawyers had Tamid, they brought the Karmin Tamid to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kartzoi, so he would make a little incision. It wasn't just a little incision. It was an incision that was little, but big enough for it to be able to be considered a legitimate shechita. Meaning it was roiv of the two simonim, of the trachea and the esophagus, the two simonim, the kohen and the veshet that you need to do in order to constitute a shechita. Umerich achas shechita yod. And then another kohen would come and he would finish off the job of the shechita. The reason is, ordinarily a kohen could just do the whole shechita. The problem is it's Yom Kippur and the kohen gadol has to do all the avodas. So after the kohen gadol does the shechita, he has to do the kabbalah. Now the kabbalah, that's bang, bang. It happens right away. So how's the kohen gadol going to go from doing the shechita to the kabbalah? So this was the strategy. Do a little bit of the shechita, enough for it to be considered that the Kohen Gadol did the shechita. However, let someone else finish the job. In the interim, in those seconds, you'll prepare yourself to be able to do the Kabbalah. Okay, nichnas. The Hakter, Sakhtaris, and he went to do the Keteres. And he did the Neiros. Again, what's the order? First the Keteres, and then the Neiros. Also the Rabbanon. This obviously is going according to the Rabbanon. So Gemara says, okay, let's just make the cheshbon. We have a Mishnah on Daf Yudala that's going according to Rabban. We have a Mishnah on Daf Chafei that's going according to Abishol. Then we have the third Mishnah, which is on Daf Lamed Aleph, which is also according to Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Reisha v'sefer Rabbanon v'tziyasa k'Abishol. Does it make sense that you have three Mishnayos, Rabbanon, Abishol, Rabbanon, Amalach Rav, Papa, yeah, why not? Reisha v'sefer Rabbanon v'tziyasa Abishol, right? It's not the first time we heard of such a thing. So it's definitely something that we could do. It's interesting. Every time the Gemara says a Reisha v'sefer one way, v'tziyasa another way, the Gemara goes through this exercise as if we're, right, discussing this for the first time. Does it make sense? And the Gemara always says, yeah, it does make sense. So it sounds like it's always a bidyevet, but at the end of the day, the Gemara is always okay with it. It's not the Gemara. No, Chakash. Bishleim, Abayli, Amakir, Apopo. So Abay and Apopo both said two terutzim to this kasha. And both terutzim seem very plausible. Either the Teretz is, we're all going according to Rabbanon. The Mishnah mentions first the Keteres is referring to the latter two Neiros. The one that mentions first the Neiros is referring to the first five Neiros. Or the two The two Mishnayos are Abishol and the Chachamim. According to Abishol, all seven Neiros happened before the Ketores. And according to the Chachamim, only five and the other two are after the Ketores. So the Gemara's question is, like, why would Rapapa learn his way? Why Abai the other way? Sounds like Abai likes his Pshat, Rapapa likes his Pshat. End of the day, they're both nice Pshatim. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Abai, I'm like, Rapapa. I understand why Abai didn't want to learn Rapapa. Why? Because of the question he asked Rapapa. Reisha v'sefer Rabbanim, it's Yasa Abishol. He wasn't so comfortable with the fact that we're jumping around from one Mishnah to every time we learn a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, we have to ask ourselves, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? He felt it was a little bit dachuk. Abishol, however, says, El Rapapa, my time to learn the Kabaya. But why did Rapapa want to learn the Kabaya? Make the whole Masechta, meaning all the Mishnayos, let it be a Libid Rabbanon, and you have a Stira. So you'll say very simply, one's talking about the five Neiris, and the other one is talking about the two Neiris. As I freak the Gemara, Amalach, Tana Beresh, Atavas Neiris, Vada Atavas Chamesh Neiris. So our Papa speaks out what we mentioned in the beginning of the Gemara. What he didn't like about this Teretz was, because it comes out then, that the Mishnah on Daf Yudal, which is the first of all these Mishnayos, that mentions Ketores and then Neiris, so it's referring to the last two Neiris. And then the next Mishnah is talking about the first five Neiris. So he said, Balashim Bitnia, Tana, Bereisha, Tava, Shtei Neiros, Vahada, Tava, Chamesh Neiros. Why would you write it out of order? Why are you first talking about the last two and then the first five? That was the dachuk that Rapapa saw in Abayas Pshat. That's why he didn't want to learn Abayas. Bad Bayas. What's Abayas going to answer? Amalekha is going to tell you very pashut. The Tana of the Mishnah is not telling me the Seder, really. It's not the objective of the Tana. The Tana of the Mishnah is telling me exactly what happened. Now, the Rishonim explained this. This is an important punchline for the Gemara's Teretz. The purpose of the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad was not to teach me the Seder HaMarocha, right? This is not about teaching us how the Avodah happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what we're discussing. There's a whole Masechta dedicated for that. It's called Masechtas Tamid. That's not the objective of this Mishnah. Objective of this Mishnah is to describe the four Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol used to do during the 7 days that he was locked up in Lishkas Bar Hejah. The Gemara just assumed that the four Avodahs mentioned in the Mishnah are probably mentioned in order. It just makes sense. Why would we talk backwards? So we're probably going in order. If the Mishnah mentioned Makdas HaKetores and then Metavis HaNeiros, it sounds like first Ketores and then Neiros. Zokta Baya, it's true, because the Ketores means the Ketores, and the Neiros that the Mishnah is referring to are the last two Neiros. Zokta Rishonim, those were the only two Neiros that the Kohen Gadol used to be made of, and that's why it just mentions those two Neiros. So you want to know why it mentions Ketores and Neiros? Because we're going according to Rabbanon, that was the Seder. Why wouldn't you refer to the Neiros first if there were also Neiros that went first? Because those Neiros the Kohen Gadol didn't do. That's why we're not mentioning in that order. So Abaye told Rapapa that if the Kohen Gadol would do all seven Neiros, then you're right, it'd be a good Ha'arim maybe. Say first five and then do it in the reverse order. But being that he only did the two Neiros anyways, so therefore we mentioned it like this. First Ketores and then Neiros. There's other Mahalchim in the Rishonim, but that's the Pasha Pshad, how to learn the Gemara Exhale. So the Gemara now is going to shift to the second topic of today's daf, which is the Gemara is going to go back to a Mishnah that was quoted at the end of yesterday's daf, on daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid that describes the Zrika of the Oilas HaTamid. So the Mishnah had mentioned that there was a Shaila, how the Zrika was done with the Oilas HaTamid, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So there were two Karbanos Oila that had to be brought to Midim Kisidron every single day. The Oilas HaBoiker and then the Oilas HaErev. They were known as the Karban Tamid, the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Tamid Shal Bein Rabbein. These are all synonyms of these two Oilos, Karbanos Sibur, Machzis HaShekel, that were brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there was a machloikis exactly how the Zerika was done, and the Gemara now is going to discuss it. But just to appreciate the Gemara's analysis, just a brief introduction, and that is that even though every single Karban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash had a Zerika that was done with its dam, didn't just have a Zerika. The Zerika was the pinnacle. It was the spitz. That was the kapara. Vanino satav lechem ala mizbech lechaper. Once the dam went on the mizbech, that's what actually created the kapara. But not all Zerikas were created equally. So the Zerika of a chatas, and the Zerika of an oshon, and the Zerika of an oila, and the Zerika of the oifos, and depending on what carbon it was, that determined what the nature of the Zerika was. The Gemara now is going to specifically discuss the Hilcha Zerika of an oila, and the Hilcha Zerika of a chatas. So there were a few nafkaminas. Number one, the oila was Zerika. The chatas was hazah. So the word zrika in the context of chatas is a misnomer. Because really there was no zrika that was done with chatas. It was more of a hazah. What's the difference? Zrika, the dam is inside the keli. The kohen would take the keli and he would yank it in the direction of the mizbeach. So like this dam would emerge from the keli, it would land on the mizbeach. That's a zrika. Zrika means to throw something. So he would throw the dam. The chatas was a little different. The kohen would take his finger and he would put it inside the dam and he would smear it on the mizbeach. So he didn't throw it, but he placed it on the mizbeach. So it was a little bit different. That's the first difference. The second difference is that an oila had two matanos. So there were two zrikas that were done. However, it was shtayin shem arba. So the kohen would go to two of the corners. We're going to see right now which corners it was. But he would go to two of the corners in the mizbeach. And on these two corners, he would do a zrika. And he would aim it in a way that part of the dam would go on one side and part would go on the other side. So the objective is to do two zrikas, but to get it down in a way where the two zrikas are going to yield that the dam is going to end up landing on the four sides of the mizbeach. So it's shtei matanois shehein arba. A chatas had four hazois, so four zrikas. So the oila was a zrika, the chatas, you placed it on the mizbeach. The oila was shtayim shehein arba, as opposed to the chatas, which was just arba. Another nafkemina was the mizbeach had a chut hasikra. This was a chut that went around the middle of the mizbeach, and it was like the line that was drawn in the sand. So there were certain zrikas that had to be done lemata michut hasikra, and there were certain zrikas that had to be done lemaila michut hasikra. There were also certain avoides that had to be done lemata michut hasikra, and certain avoides, sometimes the kohen was standing dafka on the upper part of the mizbeach when he did an avoida, that had to be done lemaila michut hasikra. As it relates to the oila and the chatas, the oila was done lemata michut hasikra, and the chatas was done l'mayla michut hasikra. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the reason is because who brought a chatas? A chayte. A chayte brought a chatas. Oila was brought as an adava. An oila was sometimes like a gift that was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe together with a chatas. But who brought the chatas? The chayte was the one that had to bring the chatas. Which means that when a person's bringing a carbon chatas, he's in the act of doing tshuva. So the Sfarim say, the Ramah in his Teiras HaOila brings this, that being that b'makim shebali tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim yecholim lamoid, that's why the carbon and the dam of the bal tshuva was dafka l'mayla michot hasikra, it was on a higher part of the mizbeach, to show that his dam of his carbon, which represents his nefesh, has a certain kedusha. It's b'makim shebali tshuva oimdim. The chatas is allowed to be l'mayla michot hasikra. But even the tzadik gomer that's bringing the oila, that's kulay kolo, that's on the highest madrega of kedusha, it doesn't matter. He's l'mata michot hasikra. It's to symbolize this idea that he's doing tshuva, and right now you're in the act of doing tshuva. That's why it's l'mayla. The Ramah says in Torah Sa'ila, that's why there's a whole parak in Masechet Zvachim called dam chatas. It discusses that if the dam of a carbon chatas lands on a beged, so you have to rinse the beged. There's a whole sugya of what you're supposed to do with it. Dam chatas ta'in kibos. A whole sugya mesach tezvachim. But it's only true for a chatas. You don't have it for an oila. You don't have it for other karbanas. Why? Zakti Ramah. Because dam chatas ta'in kibos is just a result of this great manifestation of kedusha that the dam chatas has. The dam chatas has more kedusha than the dam of an oila. And that's the reason. He says, because the dam of the chatas represents the kishkes. It's the neshama of the bal tshuva. And he says, when a person does a richtige tshuva, say, his dam, his neshama is so kaddish that dam chatas ton kibos. The oil, which is kulay kol, that represents the tzadik gomer. That's not. This is from the Ramah, as in the Ramah, in the Sefer Torah's oil. But either way, with those differences in mind between the chatas and the oil, so we learned the latter part of today's daf. So again, the Mishnah on daf Yudalad Amid Beis had discussed a machloikis, Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and the Chachamim. Bolei lekerem is gufa. Bolei lekerem is rachas sefaynis. So this is the kohen that's doing the zrika with the oilas hatamid, the tamid shal shachar. So he walks up the ramp in the mizbech and he goes to the corner of mizrachas sefaynis. Noisin mizrachas sefaynis. So he went and he did his zrika. How do you do his zrika? It's a carbon oila. So you're going to do shtayim shein arba, which means on each one of the two corners you're going to do an achash shtayim. So you go to the corner and you make sure that it gets mizrachas, it gets sefaynis. My rabbis dreimis. Then he went to my rabbis dreimis. Noisin my rabbis dreimis. Tani Allah, Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, Mishan. He said, he agrees with the first half of the equation. Go up the ramp, you go to Mizrachas Tefoinis, you do your one Zrika, Maravas Dremis. Then he walked to Maravas Dremis, and he went to Maravas Dremis, Nois and Marava. First he did a Hazah on the Mairiv side, and then he did one on the Dharam side. So what's the machloikis? The machloikis is what was done on the second corner, on Maravas Dremis. According to the Chachamim, this was treated like a regular oila. An oila is Shtayin Shein Arba, so you pick your two corners, and each one is Achash Shtayin. According to Rav Shimon Neshamitzpah, yeah, one half of the oila satamid was treated like an ordinary oila. But the other half was actually treated differently. And instead of doing an Achash Shtayin on the other corner, you did a little bit on one side, and a little bit on the other side. Zok to Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon Neshamitzpah. What's Pshan of Rav Shimon Neshamitzpah? Rav Yochanan said, I heard this in the name of one of the Avreichim in Rav Yanai's yeshiva. Chadabei Rav Yanai. Amakra, he said a fascinating drasha. It says regarding the carbon tamid, Usir izen echad l'chatos l'Hashem, al oilas ha-tamid yeyosev v'niska. So the exact pasuk is describing the carbon musaf that was brought in Rosh Chodesh. This is part of the Kriyas HaTorah in Rosh Chodesh. Usir izen echad l'chatos l'Hashem, al oilas ha-tamid yeyosev v'niska. What the pasuk is saying is that the Musif was a musif. It was a carbon noisif. It was an addition to. In addition to what? What's it all? He suffered to. What's he suffered to the Talmud? So in addition to the Oilas HaTalmud, you should also bring the series in Echol HaChatos. So Darshind, this Chadabei Rabbi Yanai, he said, Oilohi, really, the Oilas HaTalmud is an Oilo. The Amrachmano of Adba Maisa Chatos. You should treat it like a Chatos. Meaning, Usir is an Echol HaChatos Lashem al Oilas HaTalmud. You should take the Oilas HaTalmud and treat it as if it was a series in Echol HaChatos L'Hashem. Take the Oilas HaTamid and treat it like a Chatos. Okay, so what does that mean? It's an Achash Yishtayim K'masir Oilo. It's an Oilo. So at the end of the day, you have to treat it like an Oilo. So on one corner, you'll do an Achash Yishtayim like you do with every Oilo. And at on the other side, you'll do Shtayim Shein Shtayim K'masir Chatos. You can treat it like a Chatos, and you're going to do a Shtayim Shein Shtayim. That's the Cheshbon. The Oilas HaTamid, Rav Shimon Nisha Mitzvah held, said Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Chadabei Rabbi Yanai, it's a hybrid. It's a Chatzi Oilo. And it's a chatzi chatos. So you have to do four zrikas in total. One side you treat like an oila achash yishtayim. On the other side you two individual hazais, because that side you treat like a chatos. Right, the Gemara, I hear the drasha. It's a huge chiddush, this drasha, but I hear the drasha. You're telling me the pasuk's mashma that the oila satam is also a shtikal achatos. So based on that, what did the Gemara come out? What should you do? Split the hazais. Half of it treat like an oila, the other half treat like a chatos. Right, the Gemara, maybe there's another way to do this. Velitin shtayim shem arba kemaisa oila, v'arba shem arba kemaisa chatos. Maybe you should do both. Maybe do the full maisa oila, and then do the full Maisa Chatos. So go through the entire gamut of an oil, Shtayin Shein Arba, and then do the four of a Chatos. So the Gemara says, L'metzinu Domesh HaMechap V'chayz HaMechap. You don't find anywhere that you do two sets of Zrikas. And this you do find? What, you find a carbon that's a hybrid? It's a halba Chatos and a halba oil? El HaKorch HaKishim HaKosov. So you have to say it's a Gzeres HaKosov. HaKinayim HaKorch HaKishim HaKosov. So maybe that's the Gzeres HaKosov. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam piece of Knaton is Ba'almehi. There's a very big difference. Over here, you're doing the four zrikas. Every carbon has four zrikas. The question is, how do you get there? Do you do it four individual? Or do you do a shtayim shein arba? So by us knaching it and saying, do a half a oil, a half a chatas, you're not changing the end result. The end result is that you got them on the four sides of the mizbeach. The question is, did you do it in the oil way or did you do it in the chatas way? That's not such a huge difference. To tell me do four and do another four, that's a much bigger difference. To fast the meruba light, to fast it, you can't darshan that from the pasuk. That's why we do it the way we pray. To come up, it sounds like Rav Shimon HaMitzvah holds that really we treat it completely like an oil. The only difference that we do as a chatas is instead of achash yishtayim on the other corner, you actually do two zrikas on the other side. If it's a half a chatas, the chatas we said was lemaila michot asikra, b'makim shabali tshuva moimdim. It was lemaila michot asikra. So if it's lemaila michot asikra, sefreit the Gemara, then maybe the other two hazois of the chatas should also be lemaila michot asikra. So the Gemara, loim matzinu damen shechetzi lemaila v'chetzi lemat. You don't find anywhere that you should do a zrika where half is going to be on top and half is going to be. The Gemara, v'loi, is that true? What time we learned to the Mishnah? He's going to be no achas lemaila v'sheva lemat. This is the first time we've had this in Masechtas Yuma. More to come. But when the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's doing the special avoidus, the special zrikas, so he would do achas lemaila. V'sheva lamata. Everybody knows that. So what does it sound like? One was lamaila and seven were lamata. Now really, this Gemara's kasha is not such an easy kasha to understand. Those hazoyas were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was no mizbeach in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's describing the kapiris. It's describing the aron. It wasn't even put on the aron. It was only in the direction of the aron. But the point is, what does that have to do with the Chut HaSikra of the Mizbeach? Here we're discussing the Mizbeach. Top of the Chut HaSikra, the bottom part of the Chut HaSikra. Chut HaSikra is a significant part of the Mizbeach. And there's a nafgamina between Lamayla and Lamata. The upper part of the Kapiris, the lower part of the Kapiris. What does that even mean? But that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you tell me there's no such thing as Chetzi Lamayla v'Chetzi Lamata? Yom Kippur, Achas Lamayla v'Sheva Lamata. So the Gemara says Kematzel. That meant something else. It didn't mean what part of the Kapiris it went on. It didn't even touch the Kapiris. But rather, Lamayla Lamata is referring to more the hand of the Kohen Gadol as he was doing the Hazayis. Was he facing upward? Was he facing downward? The proximity of the dam and to where he was standing in terms of where it landed, it means something else. The Gemara says, "My kematzliv, what exactly does this kematzliv?" Achri Rabbi Yehuda command the gunner. He used as a mashal the shleich bezin that would administer malchus. So when he would give malchus, so he wouldn't clap the guy all in the same spot. Instead, what he did was he would start high and then he would work his way down. So in that same vein, it was achas lamayla v'sheva lamata. That's what it's referring to. It's the direction of where the dam was, but it's not talking about on anything and there's no chut hasikra and you have no mekar from here, no precedent to this idea of chetzi lamayla v'chetzel. But the Gemara says, I have another kash. This is also describing zrikas that were done on Yom Kippur. Specifically, the zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we're describing the zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and it says that where were they done? Al tahayri shal Mizbeach sheva pam. There were seven zrikas on the tahayri of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Maila, what does that mean, tahayri shal Mizbeach? So the Gemara takes a guess. The Gemara assumes maybe it means apalgi the Mizbeach. It means the midpoint of the Mizbeach. Why would that mean tahara? Kedamri inchi. Because that's the way people talk. It's a sprach. Tier tiara, the hupalga the yoima. People refer sometimes to tier tiara as being the midpoint of the day. Chatzois. So palgi tiara is Mizbeach. Palgi means palgi the Mizbeach. Now, if the hazois were done, apalgi the Mizbeach, zok rashi, yefshel with tzamtzim. You're not going to get all seven literally on that spot. Inevitably, there's going to be some lemaila and some lemata. So the Gemara says, is that true? You can't have any time chetzel lemaila, the chetzel lemata. If you did seven on the mid part of the Mizbeach, inevitably you're going to end up with chetzel lemaila, the chetzel lemata. It's just the way it's going to end up turning out. So you see, clearly it could be that way. Amar Rabbi Bar Sheila, Rabbi Bar Sheila said, no, I disagree with the assumption. You're assuming tiaroi means the midpoint of the Mizbeach. No, it means a goof of the Mizbeach. Rashi, al gagoy. It means the roof of the Mizbeach. Rashi explains the etymology of tiaroi and gag and why these two words mean the same thing. But the point is, it means the roof of the Mizbeach. Again, it's nothing to do with chatzil amal of chatzil amata. They're actually all on top. The Gemara asks another kasha. Ma'ishad yov oil bereishno vado yov the chatas neisa bereishad the chatas vado neisa doy. So Shimon HaShemitzvah holds that the Tomit Shal Shachar was a hybrid. It was an oil and a chatas. The first of the two zrikas, the achashi shtayim, was done like an oil, and then the latter two were done like a chatas. Right, the Gemara. Why do you do the oil and then the chatas? Maybe you should do the chatas and then the oil. So you'll say, and if you would say the chatas and then the oil, maybe you should do the oil and then the chatas. No, because that's a halacha that whenever the kohen had to bring a chatas and an oil. It's a Mishnah, Zvachim Pei Tesam Ralf, the very beginning of Perek Kol HaTadr, Chatas is always Koidemes La'ilo. So if the Chatas is Koidemes La'ilo, the epic tshuva that we've spoken at in the past from the Binyan Shleima, who said over Torah that he heard from a befall hamburger, Shailas HaTshuva's Binyan Shleima Simen Aleph, is related to this idea. But the first came the chatas, and then came the oila. So the Gemara says the first chatas, then oila, and the oila satomid is a chatas and an oila. So why are we doing first achashish time like the oila, then the chatas? Shouldn't you do it in the reverse? So the Gemara pashat the teretz, given the oila he called me bereisha. It's not a halba chatas, halba oila. It's an oila. It's an oila that has a din that two of its hazayis you have to treat like a chatas. But pechefta it's an oila. Oh, pechefta it's an oila. Then of course you do the oila part first. If it was taka, chatzi, oila, chatzi, chatos, so then you can argue maybe the chatos has kedima, loy mishpat ha-bechayra, based on the Mishnah in Zvachim Chos. But really, it's an oila. Even the oila, he called mabrish. Maishon the yom mizrachas sefoynis my rov is deroymis. Fait the gemara another kasha. So which corners were picked? We did the mizrachas sefoynis that everybody agrees was on achashishtein. Then the kohen went to my rov is deroymis, and when he went to my rov is deroymis, that's the machloikis whether he did another achashishtein or he did a shtein. Fait the gemara neisa deroymis mizrachas vada tsefoynis my rovis. Maybe do deroymis mizrachas and then do tsefoynis my rovis. Meaning maybe do the other two corners. Amri oila tuni aside. You can't do it that way because there's a halach in an oila that you're only allowed to do the zrik of an oila on the part of the Mizbeach that had a yisoy. So three corners of the Mizbeach had a little foundation. You have a picture, it's worth 1,000 words. That went around the bottom of the Mizbeach. There was one corner where there was no yisoy. And there was a din that the Zrika had to be done on a corner that had a Yesoid. V'kenu Dremis Mizrachis lehavale Yesoid. Dremis Mizrachis didn't have a Yesoid. And being that it didn't have a Yesoid, that was out. If that was out, then the one that corresponded to it was also out, because it had to be the two corners that were facing each other. So inevitably, it had to be Mizrachis Tzfoinis and Marovis Deroimis. Fake the Gemara, Nacha Kasha. Maisha B'Yabiresha Mizrachis Tzfoinis, Vada Marachis Deroimis. Nesa B'Yabiresha Marovis Deroimis, Vada Mizrachis Tzfoinis. We're really going through every single detail. Fake the Gemara. Okay, so we established which you do first. We even established which corners. But fake the Gemara, how do you know which corner to do first? Meaning, oila first, then chatas, because really it's an oila. We know which corners you have to do, because being that it's an oila, you're going to need the aside, so you're going to have to work with the aside. But how do you know to go mizrachas, tzfoinis, marovis, deroimis, maybe the opposite? Zok de gemara, kivan do amar mar, kol pinois, sha'ata poina, lo yehu, elo derech yamin, le mizrach, bereisha, bahu paga. Being that the loch is, that when the kohen went up the ramp, the first turn, he was going to have to make, was going to have to be a right turn. We're going to learn more about this in the coming daffin. But for now, that first turn he makes is a right. So if he's going to start off making a right turn, so the first corner that has a yesoid that he's going to come to is going to be Mizrachis Tzfoinis. That's why it happened that way. Zok de Gemar, one last kasha. This whole Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah came from a pasuk in the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk, it's a little unclear what the drash is, but it's merging together the sa'ir, that's the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, of Rosh Chodesh, and the Eilas HaTamid, which is an oila. So what do we learn from here? That the Eilas HaTamid is a shtikl chatos. You don't do shtayim shein arbi, do achashi shtayim, and then the other two you treat like it's a chatos. Freit the Gemara, one more efshef haker kasha, maybe the opposite. How do you know that the Eilas HaTamid is a chatos? Maybe the chatas Rosh Chodesh is a shtikl anoila. So the Gemara says, Lisalkadaitach, you can't learn that way the chsiv, because the pasuk says, Al oila satomid ya yosef iniskoi, my kamerachmono, mide de chatas shodia oila. But the pasuk is saying a series in echel chatas, take the chatas and al, shodi, varfis, throw it, do a zrika, right? Throw it on the oila. That's what we're saying. So you take the, not the oila into a chatas, but rather the chatas into an oila exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara as it relates to the menorah. And the truth is that the menorah is going to be one of the themes that's going to come up a few times in the coming daffin. The sugis of menorah in Shas are in Masechtas Menachos, in the Peis, and it's also right here in the beginning of Masechtas Yumos. If you sat down with a chavrusa, hafachba vafachba, to learn the sugis of Menorah, you're going to learn Yuma Yudalit and Tezvav. These are the sugis right here. So we're not going to go through the Rishonim and the Achrayna. We'll do what we do, which is just speak out one ha'ara, big picture, just to really prime the way for some of the sugis related to the Menorah that we're going to learn. So it's interesting that if you ask somebody, where are the psukim that talk about the menorah mentioned in the Torah? So you have the menorah itself, the physical menorah, that's in Parshas Truma, the Tzivuyim, and then you have it again in Parshas Vayakel, Vayas, but so a menorah when Bezalel actually made the menorah. As it relates to the avoid of the menorah, so you have Parshas Tetzava, the beginning of Parshas Tetzava, of course, talks about the menorah. And then you have Parshas Bahaloischa, Bahaloischa Asaneiros. The truth is another place that the Torah talks about the menorah. And that is Parshas Emor. It's this week's parsha. In fact, this is eerie. You almost never find this. You have literally psukim in the Torah in Parshas Emor. Talk about tucked away. There's a lot going on in Parshas Emor, and this often gets overlooked. So in Parshas Emor, you have psukim in the Torah that mirror almost verbatim the psukim in Parshas Tetzava. So we know the psukim in Parshas Tetzava. Va'ato Tetzava es b'nei Yisrael v'yikhwe lecha shemen zayizach kosis lamor lahalis ner tamid. Hashem's talking to Moshe. Va'ata tetzav es b'nei Yisrael. You should command the b'nei Yisrael. V'yikhoi lecha shemen zayizach. They should take shemen zayizach. Kosis lamor. La'al yisner tamid. The purpose is going to be for the menorah. Pa'oyo moid michutz l'paroichas asher ala eidos. Yarech oisei harin avonim erevat boik lefnei Hashem. Chuk asoyim l'day. Reis meis b'nei Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, what a harin avonim are supposed to do with it. That's Parshas tetzav. Parshas Emor. Our Parsha. Va'idaber Hashem al Moshe lemar. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. It's the same exact pasuk. The only difference is, and here it simply says, but it's literally verbatim. It's almost literally word for word. Then the pasuk says, and Rashi in Parshas Emor, and the Ramban in Parshas Emor, and Parshas Tetzav, the Rishonim all ask the kashya. Now, why did the Torah have to repeat this parsha twice? And Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, what does the words Va'ata Tetzava mean? Parashas Tetzava begins Va'ata Tetzava es B'nei Yisrael. You should command the B'nei Yisrael. There's many times that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Yidden throughout the Torah. Hashem tells Moshe, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, Va'ata Tetzava es B'nei Yisrael. So Rashi, both questions answer each other. Because really, Parashas Tetzava was not the place that Hashem told Moshe, right now, go tell the Yidden about the Menorah. But rather, what he told him was, Va'ata titzava. Titzava is a Russian osid. Va'ata soifach litzava says, Bnei Yisrael al-kach. I'm not telling you to do it right now. For whatever reason, Hashem told Moshe, inside information, you want to know what's going to happen in the future? I'm going to tell you. At some point, I'm going to tell you to tell the Yidden, V'yikro elach Hashem in Zayazach, Kosas lamar lahalis ner tomin, etc., etc. When did that happen? When was that going to play out? Parshas Emor. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimet tzavas b'nei Yisrael. Obazok Rashi, tzavas b'nei Yisrael is the rest of the story. That's the flip side of the coin of Parshas Tetzava. Parshas Tetzava began v'ata tetzavas b'nei Yisrael. You, Moshe, are one day going to have a commandment to tell the Yidden, v'yikoy lech Hashem en zayizok chasas lamar lahalis ner tamid. This is where it actually happened. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimet tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'yikoy lech. This is the way Rashi learns in Chumash in Parashas Emor. The Ramban doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Ayin Shom, how the Ramban explains why you need two parashas in the Torah that ostensibly are saying, literally verbatim, the same exact thing. But as relates to the word va'ata, so Rashi said va'ata tetzava is more, not tzav, but rather you will. That's the va'ata tetzava. The Ramban learns a different pshat. The Ramban says va'ata tetzava, Hashem was telling Moshe, you have to do this by yourself. Meaning, you can't ask someone to do it on your behalf. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm obligating you on your own to go, you have to be the one that's going to tell the Yidden. As if to say that had Hashem not said Va'ata Tetzava, Moshe Rabbeinu could have relayed the message directly to the Bnei Yisrael, or he could have had somebody else do it on his behalf. Hashem told Moshe Va'ata Tetzava, Zokti Ramban in the beginning of Parashas Tetzava, to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that this isn't something that if you want to do Ayidei Shliach, you can. But rather, this is something that you have to do. Quoting the Ramban, Omar Bikan, Va'ato Ba'atzmechot Tetzava Lohem. Ki Ein Lohem Derech Lassus is Ba'midbar. This is something that you have to do by yourself. I saw in a tshuva from Rameir Arik. So Rameir Arik was one of the Ge'oinei Olam before the war. And Rameir Arik, in a tshuva, in a Shailas, a tshuva, is Imre Yosher. So he brings a kasha that somebody asked him. Sevsoysov Dovivois Bekever. The Shail was Rab Doiv Beresh Weinberg of Krakow. So he asked this question to Rameir Arik. He said that the Gemara in the second parak of Masechtas Kedushin, a Geshmak Akasha, and parak of Ish Mekadosh has a whole shakla of Atariyo. The Gemara tries finding the Makar. How do you know Shluchay Shaladim Kamoisai? And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different Makaris. So this Rab Doiv Beresh Weinberg from Krakow asked the Gadol Adar, Meir Arik Yudu was one of the Poitzki Adar. So he asked him, he says, the Ramban said that the Torah said, Va'ata Tetzava es B'nei Yisrael. What's the Chiddush of Ata Tetzava? Because had it not said Va'ata Tetzava, Hashem would have told Moshe Tetzava es B'nei Yisrael. Moshe wouldn't have had to necessarily do it by himself. If he wanted, he could have had someone do it for him. So to make sure that Moshe understood he's going to do it, and you can't do it Ayidei Shliach, so the Torah emphasized Va'ata Tetzava. So Rav Doiv Beresh Weinberg, that if you're going to tell me that there's no such thing as Shluchay Shalom, and Kemoises, what's the Havamid of Moshe Rabbeinu could do it Ayidei Shliach? How could he have somebody else do it? He was told to do it. Tzavas B'nei Yisrael. So someone else is going to do it? Oh, must be Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoiser. So the Ata Tetzava, the way the Ramban's learning Pashup Shad in the Pasik, the Pshutay Shel Mikra, you have to do it as opposed to a Shliach, is the biggest raya that Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoiser. Because if there's no Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoiser, then why did Hashem have to tell Moshe of Ata Tetzava? Just say Tzav, and obviously he would have to do it. It's your obligation. You're going to have someone do it? You will make a tasty. No, Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoiser. So, Luchuri, this should be a raya that shluchat shalom k'moisa. So Rav Meir Arik was mafalful in the raya, in the lashon of the Ramban, in general, could it even be shlichus on such a thing? But I'm tamili lemimsrim l'shliach. So ayin sham in the Imre Yoshner, it's in Chelik Beis, it's Simin Kuf Tzadik Hei. A beautiful, beautiful ha'ara. But as it relates to the mitzvah of in the menorah, again, just foundationally speaking right now, as it relates to the menorah. So we mentioned today's daf that there were two primary mitzvahs as it relates to the menorah. The first, Ba'alois Ches Haneiros, that's the mitzvah to light the menorah. There was a mitzvah to light the menorah. There was another mitzvah that had Tavas Haneiros. That was a mitzvah that was done the next morning, which l'chura was to clean the menorah. We saw that the Tavas Haneiros was done in two parts, five Haneiros, then two. It was interrupted by an Avoida. Machlekes Habashalom, the Rabbana, whether it was interrupted by the Ketoyre Shel Shachar, or whether it was interrupted by the Dam of the Karban Tamid. But either way, two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneiros, and the other is a mitzvah of Tavas Haneiros. Hadlakas Haneiros was done at night. Hatavas Haneiros was done in the morning, and then we repeated every night. The Kohen Gadol would light, or the Kohen would light the menorah. He had to make sure there was enough oil that could last on the longest night of the year. But the point is, at night there was a mitzvah of hadlaka, and in the morning there was a mitzvah of hatava. Just to be clear, in the morning there was no mitzvah of hadlaka, and at night there was no mitzvah of hatava. There were two mitzvahs. One was done at night, one was done in the morning. The exception to all this is the Ner Maravi, which is a whole nother discussion, but that's not for today. But Hadlaka, which was done at night, Hatava, which was done in the morning. Stating that, there's a very important Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam had a whole different understanding of how the Menorah played out. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tmidim Umusafin. It's in Perek Gimel. It's Halachas Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. The Rambam says as follows. Dishun HaMenorah V'Hatavas Neiroiseh Baboiker ubeinu arba'im mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh to do dishon ha-menorah, to clean the menorah, and to do the hatavas haneiros in the morning and in the evening. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, yaroich oisoi aharon uvanov. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping a little bit. Mahu dishon ha-menorah? What is the dishon of the menorah? Kol ner shekavo, any ner that was extinguished, meser ha-psilo, you remove the wick, the chol ha-shem and sheben ner, and all the oil, umikancha, you clean it, v'nois me-psilo ha-cheres, v'shem and achav emidushu chatzilok. V'zesha Heser, what do you do with all the psoilus that came out of the Neiros? Mashlicha b'makam ha-deshen etz on mizbech, we're going to see this later in Masech Tezumo, they used to throw it out together with the deshen, so where all the ashes were from all the karbanas, that's where they would put this. Im dishen ha-mizbech ha-pnimi v'achitzen. Zok the Rambam, after it was cleaned out, umadlik ner shakavu, you have to light that ner. V'hadlokas ha-neiros, this is the punchline. V'hadlokas ha-neiros, hi ha-tavasan. Says the Rambam, you want to know what Hatavas Haneiros is? Hadlokas Haneiros, hi Hatavasam. V'ner shematzei shalai kava. If you found a ner that hadn't been extinguished, misaknoi, what you could do is, you could fix it a little bit. The Rambam seems to say that Hadlokas Haneiros, hi Hatavasam. Now what exactly this means? But one thing is clear. The Rambam held that when it says in the Torah, Hatavas Haneiros, included in Hatavas Haneiros is Hadlokas Haneiros. Hadlokas Haneiros, hi Hatavasam. And it's from this line, these four words really, that sprouted the Yodua de Geshitas HaRambam in the Sugya of Hadlokas Haneiros. And that is, that whereas Rashi says in Chumash, and Kamat, all the Rishonim say, at night, Hadloka, in the morning, Hatava. Very straightforward, like we do on Chanukah. But says the Rambam, that's not the way it was. But rather, the Hadloka was done at night, and the hadlaka was done in the morning as well. You know that hadlaka was done at night. That's psukim in the Torah. It says clearly, so you know for sure that hadlaka was done at night. But it was done in the morning as well. You know it was done in the morning as well? Because the hatavas haneiros was done by baike, the psukim we saw in today's daf. And the Rambam says, hadlaka haneiros hi hatavasam. So the Rambam shita is that the menorah wasn't just done at night, but rather the menorah was done during the day as well. So according to the Rambam, the Kohen used to light the menorah twice. He would light the menorah at night, and he would also light the menorah during the day. That is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam's obviously a very big chiddush, because from the Gemara's, it's not mashma that way. Also, the fact that the Rambam puts Hatava and Hadlaka together is a very big chiddush, because we're going to learn a Gemara together, spoiler alert, and Daf Chav Dalur Amid Beis, where the Gemara is going to say, Hadlokas HaMenorah Lav Avodehi. Hatova Samanera is an avoida. Just like Shechita Lav Avoide, it could be Hadlaka Samanera is not an avoida, which is so counterintuitive, because if you think of one avoida that represents the kahuna more than any, it's the Koyin lighting the Menorah, right? That's like the image that we have sometimes. And the truth is, the Gemara is going to say Hadlaka Samanera Lav Avoide, so we're going to see a lot more about the Shita Rambam. But for now, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita was that the Menorah wasn't just lit at night, but rather the menorah was lit during the day as well. Rami Simcha and Meshech Chachma and Parashas Truma says that maybe the reason the Rambam held that they used to light the menorah during the day is because Chazal in many different places were a little bothered by the menorah. And that is because it feels a little bit like the reason the menorah was lit was La'ira Hutzarech, to provide light for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina resides in the Makom HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs light. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs light, so there was an idea, let's go light the menorah. It's like this, we're going to light up the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Sedra Mei Simcha, it could be the Rambam held Lahitzi Milipon, so that nobody should think, Chalila, that the reason we light the menorah is La'iru Utsarech, there's a mitzvah to light the menorah during the day off. During the day, you definitely don't need light. So why you light the menorah during the day? Must be, because there's something in lighting the menorah. But the point is that maybe Lahitzi Milipon is for that Nakuda, you should do it during the day. Just one other foundational point. This is Yodua, but I think it's worth repeating as it's Negele in Yonenu. And that is, in Brisk, it's said over that Reb Chaim was once in Varsha, and when he was there, he met the Imre Emes. And they started talking and learning, the Gerer Rebbe. And the Imre Emes asked Reb Chaim Akasha. He asked him Akasha from a Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parashas Tetzava. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Omer Reb Chanina Skana Koyanim. So I used to be Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were miracles that were taking place in Menorah. They would light it Rosh Hashanah, and it wouldn't extinguish until the following year. And he described miracle after miracle that took place. But the first miracle of Chinas Gan HaKehanim mentioned in this Medrash Tanchuma was that we used to light the Menorah Rosh Hashanah, and it was Lehoisa Miskabe Ad Shana Acheres. It would literally remain lit for a whole year. So the Gay Rebbe asked Reb Chaim Brisker, he says, I don't understand. There's a mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah. So he said, if there's a mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah, how were they making the mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah? I mean, it's a miracle, it's very nice, but at the end of the day, it's a dark mitzvah without sin in the menorah. So if there's a mitzvah that you have to light the menorah, how were they making the mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah? So Reb Chaim told the Gay Rebbe, no, Vazok the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said that he wanted to shtel tzu, there's a halacha that on Shabbos he now let a light a fire. So the halacha is hanoisin shemesh b'ner chay mishum maver. If somebody puts a little bit of oil into a ner, so he's chay mishum maver, even though you didn't create the fire, but you were moisef to the fire. So if you moisef to the fire, it's considered maver. So Gary Rebbe said, Mishtama, they added a little bit of oil. And if they added a little bit of oil, so that's how it was. So Reb Chaim said, I hear, but I'm going to tell you what Eichal Pshat is. He said, the Pshat is that it's mavur in the Rambam. And this is really Reb Chaim l'shitosai, in Chidushe Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash Perek Tes Alocha Zayin, where Reb Chaim says, quote, the Anirim Muchrich Bedas HaRambam, these Rambams that we just learned, the Sfirle, the Chol Iker Hach Nulsa Dadlokas Aneirois, Ein HaMitzvah Be'etzen Maisa HaDloko. The mitzvah is not the HaDloko. Kiyim the Iker Mitzvosa Hu Sheyiu HaNeirois Dolkim Tomid. The Iker Mitzvah is that the Neirois should be Dolok. Ubezeh SheHaNeirois Dolkim, who the Havi Yisoy Kiyim Mitzvosu. So Reb Chaim said that the Rambam held, that's Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to get to it when we learn some of the sugis of Menorah coming up, that the mitzvah of Menorah is not lighting the Menorah. The mitzvah is that the Menorah should be lit. So Reb Chaim told the Ger Rebbe that it's possible they were making the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to make sure there's Menorah is dalkin. Ordinarily, if there's no Maisa Nisim taking place, you would have to light the Menorah. Reb Chaim's Kanakiyana said there were Maisa Nisim Gevaldik, so there were Maisa Nisim, you didn't have to light the Menorah. But at the end of the day, you were making the mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Lokas on Menorah is not lighting the Menorah, but rather, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that it should be lit. Reb Chaim said, you know what's a ha'ara? What's a ara is how are they making the mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiros? That's a shtickle of ara. Because there's a mitzvah to be made of the Neiros also. Hatovas HaNeiros, you have to do a Maisa Hatovah. You have to clean the Neiros. What do you do then? But Reb Chaim said, das is euch nicht akasha. Because that's a mefurisha Rambam. The Rambam in Tmidim HaMusaf in Perek Gimel Halach Yud Bey says, V'ner shematzoi shaloi kava misaknoi. V'ner shematzoi shaloi kava, the Rambam says, if you found the ner and it wasn't extinguished, misaknoi. And the Rambam is explaining the mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiros. It says, Mumuchach, the Rambam held you could be making the mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiros even without without it being extinguished. That's a sif cotton in Rambam to Yad Chazaka. And it's part of the mitzvah of Atavas HaNeres. So Reb Chaim said the mitzvah of Adlaka, they were Mekayim, because as long as it was lit, that's in and of itself a kiyum of the mitzvah Menayra. What about the mitzvah of Atava? It's like this, you have the ability to be Mesakna. Just to end with one ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Eish Tamid. This is for Reb Shlomo Sinneman. Shlita, it's in Parshas Tetzaveh. So it brings that the Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. This is the opening line in Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Tetzaveh. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, katan lekama nimel. A katan, when does a katan get bris milah? Kachshanu Rabbi Seinu, katan nimel l'shmoina. Katan has to have bris milah when the katan's 8 days old. Matan, what's the makar? Kishem shenimel Yitzchak Avinu. Because that's when Yitzchak Avinu had bris milah. So again, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, akasha, right? Someone came into Beis Medrash. Rebbe, I have a question. When do you do Bris Milah? So he said, I hear. He said, you do Bris Milah l'shmoina. What? Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu had Bris Milah when he was 8 days old. That's the way you're supposed to do Bris Milah. Now this Medrash is a Medrash Pliya. It's a Medrash Pliya for two reasons. First of all, it's a Medrash Pliya because we know you do Bris Milah on the 8th day, but Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBsar Alas, it's Pasuk in the Torah. So, we're bringing Rayas from Yitzchak Avinu. I mean, this sounds like a very nice Rebbe. I mean, it's bullshit. You know, it's a good Tekashim, it's a Raya. Avada, that's when you're supposed to do Bris Milah. For Oid, why is this in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh? What does it have to do with Parshas Tetzaveh? So Reb Shlomo Sinneman said that al derech Reb Chaim, maybe you could say a little bit of a charifus. And that is, Avada, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, the Shoyl knew that Bris Milah is supposed to be Bishmini. His question was this, do you have to do the Maisa Milah Bishmini? Or maybe it's enough that the child is Gemalit Bishmini. At the end of the day, there's a lot of Chakiris and Lumdis related to this, but maybe it's enough that the Milah, the child is a Mahol Bishmini. And even if you didn't actually do the Maisa Milah Bishmini, that in and of itself would be okay. And what inspired him to ask this question, what made him think this unthinkable tzad, was the menorah. Because you see from the parasha of the menorah, there's a mitzvah of adlakas ha-menorah. And what do you see by adlakas ha-menorah? That even though it says, ba'loischos ha-neiros, and this psukim that says, yarechos ha-me'erev ad-boiker, but at the same time, what does that mean? It just means that it should be lit, me'erev ad-boiker. Like the Rambam, it should always be lit. But you don't have to do the ma'is ha-adlaka. You could do the ma'is ha-adlaka on Rosh Hashanah, like in the times of Chinas, Chanukah, Adam, and it can light for a whole year. Or the Chanukah story, or the Nemarabi that was always lit. There were examples of this. Chinas Kanim is just one example. But there were other examples of this as well. So you see, you don't have to do the Maisa Bezmano. You could do the Maisa before, and if it's Nimshach later. So that was the Shoyl's question. He wanted to know, of course it says in the Torah, B'yei Meshmini Mibsar Alasai, but maybe that just means that the child has to be Gemalit on the 8th day. Who said that the Maisa Hamila has to be done on the 8th day? So that he answered, Kishem Shinimel Yitzchak Avinu. When did Avram Avinu do the Bris Mila for Yitzchak? He waited until the 8th day, and that's when he did it. Avram Avinu was Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Avram Avinu was the symbol of Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. If you were able to do the Maisa Mila earlier, Avram Avinu would have done the Maisa Mila earlier. Avram Avinu waited until the 8th day. So from Avram Avinu, you see, it's not enough that the child is Gemalit by Yom HaShmini, but you can't do the Maisa Mila until the 8th day. That was the shaykhis between Parshas Tetzaveh, the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, and Bris Milah, and that's why the answer wasn't as straightforward as what he meant. It says in the Torah, Ubayay Mashmini Yimel Psar Alasai, the Rebbe had to bring a raya from a Maaser Rav, from Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, that it's not enough that the child is Nimo Bishmini, but the actual Milah has to be done on the 8th day.